SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hundreds of thousands of residents in Gaza seeking to heed Israel's order to evacuate. Gaza's 2.3 million civilians facing a deepening struggle for food and other basics. A week after Hamas terrorists launched the incursion into Israel, killing hundreds. In the meantime, Israeli Defense Forces Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner says Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon and Israeli forces have exchanged fire.
I would highly recommend that Hezbollah watch very closely what is happening to Hamas and their organization in Gaza as we speak. If they have, they should be very cautious of crossing that threshold, because we are determined to defend the state of Israel.
That audio courtesy of ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Also at SRNNews.com, New York bidding to put controls on social media platforms that state leaders say will protect the mental health of young users. Correspondent Jeremy House reports.
Governor Kathy Hochul and State Attorney General Letitia James announced legislation that would restrict the ways online platforms like Instagram and YouTube can collect and share children's personal data. The legislation would also let parents opt their kids out of getting feeds curated by an algorithm and instead offer content from users they already follow. Supporters say the bills are aimed at protecting children from features that keep them endlessly scrolling and endanger their mental health. Jeremy House reporting.
More than 2 months after the wildfire killed nearly 100 people on Maui, the three surviving public schools are now set to reopen Monday morning. This is SRN News. Human rights activist calling out Turkey.
Alliance Defending Freedom International held a recent panel discussion in Poland that focused on the persecution of Christians in Turkey. ADF spokesman Lydia Reeder says, quote, "The government in Ankara is actively stifling the Christian faith. This is a particularly bitter pill to swallow, given the ancient presence of Christians in the country. Shortly after Christ's resurrection, Christian believers first took the gospel into Turkey." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the winner of the Miss Portugal pageant is a guy. The 28-year-old man who is living as a female won the title this month and will now move on to compete in the Miss Universe crown. In fact, Miss Portugal, not the only man winning. Miss Netherlands also is male, as is Miss Puerto Rico. Miss Universe contest was purchased last year by a transgender businessman from Thailand. This is SRN News. State Fair of Texas in Dallas evacuated last night following a shooting.
Dallas police responded to a report of a shooting at the fair's food court around 7:45, where they determined one man fired at another man, resulting in three victims being shot and sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. A suspect fled the scene but was quickly located and arrested. Meanwhile, a gun believed to have been used in the shooting was also found. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry has won that state's governor's seat, fending off a crowded field of candidates. The Republican, who is backed by former President Donald Trump, avoided a runoff by receiving more than 50% of the votes, winning the election outright. Landry set now to replace Governor John Bel Edwards, who was unable to seek re-election due to consecutive term limits. More details at SRNNews.com.